Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on June 29 regarding Robert Blackwell, B-L-A-C-K-W-E-L-L. Robert Blackwell is a 63-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 3-11-21. During that time, a ladder fell and left him hanging on to hit it and the wall. As a result, he believes he injured his left arm and shoulder, but did not fall to the ground. Bridge was seen at the medical at the emergency room the same day. Bridge, with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a rotator cuff tear. But this was repaired surgically on 7-6-21. Bridge has completed his course of active treatment as of 1-10-22. New paragraph. Insert the record summary from Dr. Sitta, C-I-T-T-A, and also insert the diagnostics and operative reports where they need to be. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a transverse 2 3/4 inch linear scar at the superior aspect of the left shoulder, but no swelling or effusions. Period. Left shoulder abduction was 155 degrees with flexion 170 degrees. Period motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the left was to the waist, on the right to T11, both of which are suboptimal. Period motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or unlocking. Period manual muscle testing was 5-5, resisted. Left shoulder abduction and internal rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Period was mildly tended to the superior and anterior aspects of the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers, normal. Hands versus elbows, normal. Cervical, normal. Thoracic. He was tended to palpation at the superomedial border of the left scapula, but there was none on the right. Period. Impressions. On 3-11-21, Robert Blackwell injured his left upper extremity when he was on a ladder that fell, so he hung onto a pole and slid down. Pretty was seen that same day at the emergency room where x-rays failed to show any acute substantive abnormalities. Pretty was diagnosed with strains for which he was treated and released. Pretty then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Law, LAW, on 3-15-21. Period. Conservative measures were initiated. Period. A left shoulder MRI was done on 3-20-21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. On 7-6-21, Dr. Law performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively on 8-4-21. And continued to be monitored concurrent with physical therapy through 1-10-22. Period. At that time, he was allowed to return to work through 1-3-22 without specific complaint regarding his left shoulder. Period. He was allowed to return to work on 1-10-22 at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. The current examination that Mr. Blackwell found slightly reduced range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. There was a suggestion of atrophied left mid biceps. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for instability or internal derangement. Period. There was mild weakness to resisted left shoulder abduction and internal rotation. Period. In the paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory left shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm. Period. He has been able to continue employment with the insured, but now has an assistant. Period. And that is the end.